Hi, I'm Jack from The Ceiling Fan. That's right. And you're about to listen to The Ceiling Fan. Thanks. Goodbye.
You're now listening to The Ceiling Fan. Don't forget it.
Well, the moment that you've all been waiting for has arrived. That's right. The winner of The Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack Contest 2009. All right, I'll jump in and tell you who it is so I don't keep you guys in suspense. And the winner is, drum roll please, Blackguard's Revenge, sent in by Brian Binkley. Say that 10 times fast. All right. Congratulations, Brian. Brian will be receiving a t-shirt of his choice from kmapstudios.spreadshirt.com. That's kmapstudios.spreadshirt.com. We want to thank each and every participant for their entry in this contest, and we want to thank all the listeners for their support. And remember to tune in next Wednesday for The Ceiling Fan Season 2 premiere. And now, we proudly present the winner of the 2009 Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack Contest, Blackguard's Revenge!
Hello everybody, Ethan Daniels here. I just wanted to let everyone know that we ran into some equipment issues in recording today's podcast. Our microphone that we normally use broke on us, so we had to use the echoey one that Phil got from an earlier podcast. Now that I think about it, it actually makes the podcast sound a little better than normal. Don't worry, though. My new microphone arrived in the mail today. At least it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction. Well, everybody, enjoy the show.
I'm just finishing up an invention for Eugene. Connorsville, bring together the program.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Hey, Ethan, open up. I'm ready to do the podcast.
Coming, Phil. Phil, you're late again. Hey, Phil, look at this cool thing I got in the mail from Focus on the Family today.
Cool. It looks like an old-fashioned radio with a flashing red button.
Yep, they're sending it to every Adventures in Odyssey podcast. It's supposed to make our show a whole lot better, Phil.
All right, let's push it and get this show on the road. What? I'm at Ethan's house again? And I'm early!
Coming, Phil!
Hey, Ethan. Nice goatee. Let's get started on the podcast.
Okay, Phil. Look at this cool thing I got in the mail from Family on the Focus today.
It looks like an old-fashioned radio with a flashing red button. Didn't I see that a couple minutes ago?
Well, let's get started. I just pressed this red button here, and...
Ethan! Don't!
The button has been pushed! This is the Fan Ceiling.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Regis Blackguard, but everyone around here calls me Fury. Join us for another Odyssey of Adventure.
Phil, what's going on?
Oh, never mind.
Okay, let's go to the news. With the Fan Ceiling News Network, I'm Tom Bugger Watson. Dr. John Whittaker and his associate Eugene Melsner were sentenced today to 20 years in prison for industrial espionage and hacking against local ice cream shop owner Regis Blackguard and his shop, Black's End. For an interview with Regis, we go to Artie Tomachuk. What do you have for us, Artie?
I'm with Regis Blackguard. Thank you for interviewing with us today. Could you tell us what happened?
Dr. Whittaker and his hacking friend, Eugene Melsner, were trying to steal a powerful program that I have created called Cranberry Sauce. They were caught in the act by the local authorities.
Could you tell me more about cranberry sauce?
I am sorry, but due to the orders of the FBI and for national security reasons, I cannot tell you any more.
We now go to Connie Kendall, former employee of Black's End. Connie, what do you have to say about what's happening?
This is all very strange. I was working at Wit's End, not Black's End. When did Wit become the bad guy and Blackard the good guy? And the computer program was applesauce, not cranberry sauce? I'm totally confused.
So am I.
What was that, Artie?
Back to you, Carm.
Connie, I'm confused as well. How did you get in this predicament?
I was at Wit's End, talking with Wit. He showed me an antique radio with a flashing red button and told me to push it. I pushed it, and something weird happened, like I was in the imagination station. I ended up here at Black's End.
The same thing happened to me also. I was getting ready to do the ceiling fan, and Ethan showed me the antique radio with flashing red button and asked me to push it. And it brought me into this weird, different dimension. Everything seems to be backward. Ethan got his in the mail from Focus on the Family, which is family on the focus in this dimension. And that's where I think we should start.
Well, I guess we need to go to the Odyssey Airport and fly to Springs, Colorado Springs, to get to the bottom of this.
Here we are at Family on the Focus, but how are we going to get to the podcasting room? We can't let anyone catch us.
If the Wit's End here is anything like the real one, there is a stairway in the back that will take us to where we need to go.
Welcome to the podcast room.
Blackard, what are you doing here?
I'm here to stop you from ruining my gracious experiment.
Phil, look at the control board.
A big flashing red button. Pushing it should take us back to our dimension.
Not if I can help it. For your part in my plan, Phil, I sent radios with a flashing red button to all the adventurers in Odyssey Podcaster, which sent them to my dimension. This is because you podcasters are in my way of world domination.
What about me, Blackard?
As for you, Connie, my virus was not completely destroyed. It infected more than just Imagination Station at Wit's End. I altered Wit's plans for an interactive kids' radio invention. So it will send you here instead. I had to capture you because of your kids' radio show, Candid Conversations with Connie.
Okay.
Everyone else sent here has fallen, and you two are the only ones left in my way.
You aren't going to get away with this, Blackard.
Look over there! Isn't that Walker Edmiston?
Oh, really? Where?
Gotcha, Blackard. Goodbye.
No.
So that, Ethan, is how I got here to do today's podcast.
A likely story, Phil. I think you came up with this elaborate story as an excuse for being late today. One moment. Let me go get that.
Package for Ethan Daniels!
That's me. Thank you very much. Oh, look, Phil. I just got a package. Let's open it up. Oh, look. It's an old-fashioned radio with a flashing red button on it. Well, I guess that's the end of today's podcast. Thanks to Brian Binkley, Brian Humphreys, and Tracy Peterson for voice talent. I will see you all next time on The Ceiling Fan. I can't wait to try this thing out.
Blackard's Revenge, sent in by Brian Binkley. Blackard's Revenge, sent in by Brian Binkley. Blah, blah, blah. Blackard's Revenge, sent in by Brian Binkley. Barnes and Noble.